Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of August, we will be exploring the topic, Heeding His Teaching. August 25, His Instruction. He said to him, Peter, follow me. John 21, verse 19. I don't know much about horses, but I think they are amazing animals. I have always wondered about the blinders that I often see covering their eyes. I did a little bit of research on this and learned that horses have peripheral vision. Sometimes they need blinders in order to keep focused forward instead of what is on the side or behind. Blinders help horses stay on course. Do you ever feel that your own mind needs blinders to remain focused on what matters most? Our minds can get distracted by hundreds of questions like, what if? What about? What now? And many others. Peter, the disciple, contemplated these types of questions too. Having commissioned him to shepherd his sheep, Jesus reveals to Peter something about his future. When the Gospel of John was written, Peter had already become a martyr, and John adds a parenthetical statement commenting on Jesus' words. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. John 21, verse 19. Previously, Peter had told Jesus that he was ready to go with him to death, and he would get that privilege. After this revelation about his future, Jesus said to Peter, follow me. Peter should not get distracted by this revelation, but focus on following Jesus. Always the eager disciple, Peter's attention was often drawn off course by his side vision, as was the case with the waves in the storm and his use of the sword at the time of the arrest of Jesus. This time was no exception. When he saw that John was following behind them, he wanted to know what would happen to him. Did Jesus have a word about John's future? So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. John 21, verses 21 and 22. For a second time, Jesus instructs Peter to focus, to follow him, and leave the rest to him. The one who purchased our salvation is also in full control of our life, death, and future. And he is also in charge of our loved ones. We can trust him. Our existence is in his hands. Let's concentrate on following him.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!